On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we're joined in studio by Daryl Slocum, who is the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation. Daryl, next thing I want to ask you about is preparing for disasters. I know about a year ago we had a long conversation with you about post-campfire, the devastation at Paradise and things that the Sonora Area Foundation was looking at in response to disasters that could occur here locally. You know, can you tell us about, you know, what's kind of been looked at and discussed in that realm?
Absolutely. What we had an excellent conversation with our board about the way our peer community foundation up in Chico was impacted by the campfire, and they directed me to determine what it would take for Sonora Area Foundation to be prepared for a disaster of that type. So I did quite a bit of research and then started engaging with people at the county right about the time they were rolling out their fire prevention activities and program. And so I was asked to participate in that as a stakeholder. And so at this point, what we're really doing, our role at this point is to be a participant in those types of discussions and be looking for opportunities where we could support those efforts, either by holding a fund at the foundation, much like we did for the TMAP, the Tree Mortality Aid Program, where we supported that program by providing the financial means necessary to pay bills associated with conducting that work. And so there may be some other programs like that that we could participate in and assist with, and we're looking at that. And then we're also looking in-house at ways to alter our operation, including software programs and the ability to process online donations, et cetera, to be able to manage a program like that.
In the age of social media and scams that go around during times of disasters, I have to imagine the community would like to have something that locally where they know it's reputable, and they know where if they funnel money through a place, it's going to go to where it needs to be.
That's the kind of thing people don't really want to talk about. But what I learned from talking to the people up in Butte County is the world... The campfire got the world's attention, not just the U.S., and people wanted to help. And when that happens, you need to, the easier it is to figure out how to help, the more efficient the process becomes. The North Valley Community Foundation in Chico received donations from all 50 states, from outside the U.S. In total, they received over $50 million in donations in support of the campfire and the campfire recovery. Though that's a wonderful show of support. The behind the scenes part is thinking about what it takes to manage and process that, and again, streamline it so that somebody who's motivated to pick up the phone or jump on the internet to donate has an easy way to do that. And so part of what we're trying to do is put something in place so that should an unfortunate disaster occur in Tuolumne County, we're ready for that.
On another topic, it's still early in 2020, but the foundation in years past has put on some forums and events. Are you still looking at potentially doing those this year as well?
We are. The senior family forums have been designed to be educational events for the community, and our speakers have just done a terrific job of delivering really relevant, valuable, entertaining content. Our committee's in discussions right now about what comes next for that program and how we may want to taper it or restructure it as far as the venue and the times and all that. And so we'll be hoping to be back to you soon with an announcement about what we may have planned for later this year.
You alluded to earlier student scholarships for those going on to college and secondary education. You know, how does that work with the Sonora Area Foundation and getting those out to students?
So we have a number of different types of scholarships because students and learners come in all shapes and sizes. The majority of our scholarships are focused on recently graduated high school students. However, that's not the only category we have. We want to be able to aid and assist those that are looking to educate themselves to re-enter the workforce. So one of the scholarships that is one of my favorites is the Tuolumne County Women's Network Scholarship, which we hold at Sonora Area Foundation. And that organization does a great job of doing outreach and finding women in the community who've been out of school for more than 4 years that are doing just that. They're trying to pursue education, to support themselves and their family. We want to look for more opportunities to fund those types of programs, and then also to help students who may participate in the terrific Columbia College Promise program, where local high school graduates can have their first year tuition and fees paid for, but then after they're done with Columbia, they may need to matriculate to a four-year university. We want to make sure that we have lots of scholarship opportunities for people in that category.
If somebody calls the Sonora Area Foundation, they say, hey, I'm interested in finding out about scholarships. You know, how does that process work and what kind of advice do you have for them?
Well, the first thing we tell them is thank you for calling and get ready to go to work, because it is a significant process to do the research necessary to educate yourself on what scholarships are available. And this is a blessing. It's wonderful that Tuolumne County students have so many scholarship opportunities, but it's a process in and by itself to determine what scholarships are available, which particular scholarships an individual might qualify for, what are the requirements to apply for those. And so what we counsel people who we have an opportunity to talk to them about is to plan on spending some time. This isn't a process that you want to rush. Many of the scholarships require essays or other components that take some time to develop. And our experience is that the students and individuals who spend an adequate amount of time on the process are rewarded.
Other than the Women's Network scholarship that you mentioned, are there some other really unique scholarships that kind of stand out with the Sonora Area Foundation?
We've had a long relationship with Front Porch, and which now also has Get More Math. And Front Porch, Get More Math have been offering a scholarship for several years to students going to Columbia, and it's actually been a two-year scholarship. And so in conjunction with the Promise Scholarship, the folks at Front Porch Get More Math have made an adjustment so that it pairs nicely with the Promise, that they provide a book scholarship or a stipend for year two, because the Promise does not cover books. And then we're in discussions with them right now about how we can further enhance that so that, again, it supports the idea that some students need to have support in being successful at Columbia, which prepares them for what comes next. And Front Porch Get More Math have scholarships available that can support that effort.
Do you have quite a few businesses that kind of step forward and do this type of thing with scholarships or funds in general at the foundation?
Actually, from a standpoint of scholarships, the only businesses I can think of that have scholarship funds with us are Front Porch, and then Black Oak Casino Resort has a scholarship for their employees. However, we have several charitable funds that businesses have partnered with us on, including Black Oak Casino Resort, Oak Valley Community Bank, Dodge Ridge, McMillan Jacobs Associates, Caldwell Insurance, and others that it just becomes a component of their charitable giving program that they do some of that through us. And then that provides a letter, an open line of communication where we can make that particular organization aware of needs in the community that they might not have heard of otherwise.
Can you explain a little bit more about the specifics of the funds and how they exactly work?
That's a great question. It's somewhat dependent upon the type of fund that is opened. For instance, our support of nonprofit organizations in Tuolumne County extends to the ability for a Tuolumne County nonprofit to open what's called an agency fund with us. And as examples, Habitat for Humanity of Tuolumne County, Watch, Sierra Repertory Theater. I'm missing others, but there are several of our nonprofits that have funds with us, which does a couple of things for them. It's another potential repository for contributions from the community. It also provides the ability to receive anonymous gifts to support that particular organization. And then Sonora Area Foundation, we also have the ability to process stock gifts. So a gift of an appreciated stock is a great way to support a particular charitable organization. And then also required minimum distributions from retirement accounts. You can direct your required minimum distribution to Sonora Area Foundation because we are a qualifying charitable organization. And then we provide a service where that RMD can be split to support one or more charitable organizations.
Any other common questions that you receive as the executive director of Snore Area Foundation?
All the time. And thanks again for asking that. Again, we talked earlier about the origin of the Snore Area Foundation and our founder, Irving J. Simons. So we are continue to benefit from the gift that Mr. Simons gave us and to Tuolumne County. But Mr. Simons' gift does have a restriction that it is to be used in Tuolumne County, which is fine. There's plenty to do in Tuolumne County. But sometimes people mistakenly think that our other funds have that same restriction and that they can only be used in Tuolumne County. But the reality is our donor-advised funds and our other charitable funds don't have that restriction. So an individual, a family can come in and open a fund with us and they can support local causes, but they can also make grants to charitable organizations outside of Tuolumne County.
People from outside the area, if they love the quality of life, I assume they could just open a fund even if they don't live here as well too?
They can, but more pointed, and I'm really glad you asked this question because one thing that's on our radar is we want people who recreate here and more specifically, our second homeowners who often, they spend a lot of time here. We love them. They're a great participant and they add to our local economy, but for the most part, they don't do any of their charitable giving here. And we want to get on their radar and hopefully get in front of them and make a case that, they love this area. One great way to support it is by establishing a fund with Snore Area Foundation and placing some of their charitable dollars in Tuolumne County.
Well, Daryl, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for coming in and good luck throughout 2020.
Thank you. We appreciate it and appreciate all the support from Clark Broadcasting Company.
And we thank Daryl Slocum, the executive director of the Snore Area Foundation, for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.